little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, welcome back. It's a bit bittersweet because we are a man down. Fidel is not with us this week.
Man down.
It's because of Labor Day shenanigans. Wouldn't that be funny if that was true? It's not. He had to go out of state for work. That's what happens when you're growing up, I guess. Damn jobs. Why can't we just keep playing video games forever and just get paid for it?
Some people do.
That's true. Well,
I want that job.
That'd be my ideal day. Playing video games, working out, you know, eating and spending time with a girlfriend. That's pretty much it. That's just my view. But anyways, we hope you all had a nice Labor Day weekend. Safe and full of gaming or geekery. I personally spent the weekend with my girlfriend because it was my anniversary weekend, but I did take her to Dave & Buster's. So, we did play some games together. That was fun. There are so few old school games out there now, too. It's mostly new stuff. Amazingly, they keep inventing more shooters, though. You know, the ones that use guns?
Yeah.
That never goes old.
Oh, I know.
But, like the other stuff does. And a lot of games are... A lot of phone games transition to these types of machines. In Dave & Buster's, you have Fruit Ninja. I mean, that's old.
Yep.
Doodle Jump's there now.
Uh-huh.
They have Infinity Blade 2, but that's also old. What else did I see that was new? Temple Run. They have a Temple Run machine.
Yeah, I think that was their last one, was there.
I'm like, that's a lot of new stuff on there.
Yeah.
So, it was fun. I had a good time. I did play Mrs. Pac-Man, though. That's her favorite arcade game. And this is the first time I actually played with her where I wasn't drunk, so that was fun. Of course, because I wasn't drunk and I had no reservations, I totally whooped her ass. That was... You know. When you're not trying to be the nice guy and maybe lose on purpose, it don't matter. And I wasn't, so... It was fun, though. Mrs. Pac-Man is still fun to this day.
Yeah.
Totally worth however many pennies that cost me. Let's see. Other than that... I haven't had that much time because obviously I spent the time with my girlfriend, but I did get a chance to pick up Disney Mickey's Castle of Illusions on Xbox Live. I'm not sure. Did you ever play that one?
No, I don't think I did.
That was on the Sega Genesis, so if you didn't have one, you probably didn't play it.
No, I didn't have one, but I did play on one occasionally from a friend. But
yeah, I picked it up. I played it for about 45 minutes yesterday. It's a nice little platformer. It's remade. It's not just the game being redone in HD, it's with newer stuff from what I read. Unfortunately, I never played the original, so I can't tell you. Like, this could be a pixel-for-pixel remake besides the graphics, for all I knew, but because I never played the game. But, yeah, it's fun so far, and I'll make sure to give you guys a full review very soon on it once I finish it. Because, I must say, trying to balance this whole relationship, potential, you know, future wife, family, social life, thing with your gaming is kind of hard. That's why I haven't been posting many articles on the site either, but I'm gonna do my best to get back into it because I do miss playing that. And Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out in a week and a half, and that's gonna be freaking awesome. Try to keep your enthusiasm at bay, Wayne.
Okay.
You don't care, do you?
Not really.
Man. Always a party pooper. Hopefully you'll be playing something else other than Transformers Legends.
I'm sure I'll be playing something.
Shit. I'm sure you will. Not in a good way. But let's see what else. A little bit of Marvel. A little bit of Street Fighter yesterday. I did get a chance to go to Street Fighter Thursdays. I must say I really miss it. And I plan on going back again regularly like I used to. Gotta get practice because I'm... way too rusty, but I will get back into the groove because I do miss playing Street Fighter competitively, having fun with it, so I will get back into that. Hopefully I will have time, like I say, I make these claims, I hope I can actually follow through with them. We'll see. And I do believe that is it for me. What about you, Wayne, besides, you know, working on Labor Day? Sucker!
Eh. extra money's not a bad thing. Yeah, so, busy week with back to school, so I haven't really been doing a whole lot of gaming, other than, Legends and G.I. Joe. I think I jumped on and played a little bit, no, I guess not. Oh. I did sit down last week I sat down and watched, Aliens on Blu-ray. This week I sat down, last week I sat down and watched Alien on Blu-ray. This week I sat down and watched Aliens on Blu-ray. Mm. You set up a little camera, have it record to a Blu-ray disc, and there we just do it.
How's it looking, high def?
Actually, it looks really good. They did a good job on the remaster of the disc on that. This the set I have is actually a few years old, but I got a good deal on it, so it's time to pick it up. I really like the way they designed it. It's actually a book, and one page gives you information, the next page has the disc in it. Next, flip it over, next book, information on one side, disc on the next. So it's actually an actual storybook, basically.
That's interesting. So
I'll be watching the third one, what was it, Alien Resurrection, soon? And then the fourth one I'll get to eventually.
Yeah.
When I find time, I'll watch them, so. Yeah. I've also got the Mad Max series on Blu-ray to watch, too.
Jeez. You. I feel like we have all this stuff that we can play or watch, we just don't have time for it.
Yeah, you have to, schedule it in,
Damn adult life. I'll say it again, I miss being a kid. Just do my homework and start playing games.
Yeah.
That was for the days.
Well, homework not so much.
Right. Yeah, it's for you.
Actually, I didn't mind homework back in the day, so.
I tried to be pretty good at my studies, so.
Yeah, same here. I didn't do actually a whole lot of the homework side of it. But I always excelled in the class, so.
I did really well at tests, usually.
Yeah.
I had a knack for that. I've also been a pretty big procrastinator all my life.
Yeah, I've always been good at doing tests. I mean, the way I was when I was in high school and college was
besides lonely?
Aw, not really. Actually, I had a lot of people around me a lot, so I wasn't really lonely. But beyond that, the way I handled my classes was I go to class. I pay attention in class, I go home, do something else, go back to class, and then take the test. I usually didn't study outside of class.
Yeah.
I mean, rarely did I study outside of class. And I usually excelled, so.
Yeah.
Except for that one time I studied.
I wrote my best papers the day before it was due.
Sometimes that works. Not everybody.
That always worked for me. Like I tried a few times to like write pieces at a time, to space it out. Never worked.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I had this mentality where like I would rather do everything on one day, and do nothing another, versus doing half and half.
Yeah, because you feel like you have more free time that way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I just get in the groove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. Oh, another random fact. I did get a chance to watch The World's End this Sunday. New Simon Pegg movie.
Ah, how was that?
It was good, actually.
Yeah?
It's pretty fun. This is the first time in the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, you could say trilogy, that's technically Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and now World's End. It's the only time when Simon Pegg has had a role where he's actually not particularly likable.
Ah.
A little bit different now, so. Yeah, it's kind of strange. So, it's still a good movie, though. I still really enjoyed it. It was pretty funny. Had their trademark humor. It wasn't too, I can tell you this, it wasn't very, racy at all. There wasn't that much cursing then either. So,
nice.
All of it was done in good taste.
That's good.
So, definitely I recommend it. If you have a chance, go watch it. If you're a Simon Pegg or a Nick Frost fan, definitely recommend you watch it. Well, fully worth it. And the freaking heat is still going on here. Damn it. It's a bit better than it was last week.
A little bit.
But it's still bad. Really, really bad. For us San Diegans. I would have never guessed that today is September 6th. Summer's over, huh? Go to hell. I wish it was. The only other thing is that realization that the next holiday isn't for another 2.5 months.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Eh, oh well.
That's true. Like, I'm not gonna lie, Wayne, I still kind of think I hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
This will be the first Thanksgiving since I've been 18 when I'm not working the next day.
Yeah?
So I've been doing this. I did it longer than you've done it.
Oh, I know.
So I'm looking forward to just going on that good old turkey coma. Oh, yeah. And I will start looking up where I can get a turducken, damn it. So I want a turducken. I do. I want a protein-filled turkey. That was technically defiled by a duck and a chicken. Yay, defiled. But other than, let's see what else that I forget to mention that was just random.
Cool.
Oh, I went to one of those, my girlfriend surprised me on our anniversary the first day. We went to one of those dinner murder mystery things. I didn't even know they still did those. That's pretty funny.
Neither did I.
So they asked you to just pick an alias. So I just wrote it on my name tag. I was Thomas Elliot.
Nice.
You know who that is?
Can't say that I do offhand. I probably would recognize it, but...
He's in Batman comics.
Yeah.
Hush.
Okay.
So I was actually made to be involved in the show as one of the suspects. So I should just literally pretend that I was Thomas Elliot. I was a surgeon. And I also like killing people. So I just didn't kill him.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's it for that, for my personal stuff. I can't wait for GTA, and I honestly am itching to go back and play some more Castle of Illusions and go lift some weights.
You know, I was looking up the release dates for some of the games, and I saw the release date for the new Zelda for 3DS coming out.
Mm.
And I was like, no, it's just after Extra Life.
Damn, that would have been good.
That would have been so perfect.
I know. Oh, and I'm Pokemon X and Y. Like, I'm so tempted to pick it up now. Damn it.
Yeah, we should write Nintendo and say, hey, we're doing this. You should send us some games ahead of time.
Yeah. Damn it, Mimi. Then you people would...
Yeah.
And damn y'all for, like... Damn Mimi and Kobe for making fun of my YOLO hamster. What's wrong with my YOLO hamster?
I saw that, and I didn't want to laugh, so I didn't write anything.
I'm pretty sure that's what people say when they look at your face.
No.
What's wrong with my YOLO hamster, damn it? I got it at Dave and Buster's, okay? We got all these tickets, and I couldn't buy anything else.
Okay, your hamster would have been cool if it would have said anything other than YOLO.
Meh.
So you might want to change that L to a U or something.
Yeah, there we go. Y-O-U-O. There we go. I guess you probably could do that. It wouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah, change it to something else where it makes a little more sense, and you got a cool hamster.
Or maybe his hoodie's removable. I haven't even checked that out.
Who knows? I'm sure it's head removable if you want to really try.
Well, YOLO hamster is currently watching the entrance to my office. And it'll stay that way until I get mad enough at him that I replace him with something else, and I got him.
There you go.
But that's about it. And screw you all still, though. YOLO hamster for the win. So let's get into some news here real quick. Go ahead.
Sure. Smart Glass is getting a major update for Xbox One. Obviously, we expected that. So, but we're getting some actual details now. They're saying it's going to be 3.5 times faster than the current one for the Xbox 360.
That's fantastic, because the one for the Xbox 360 ain't that fast.
No. They're saying it should recognize within 4 seconds. The reason why that speed difference is, the way it works right now, the Xbox 360 connects to a data center and then connects to your device that has a smart glass. So it's, you know, going separate ways there. Xbox One, however, will communicate with your smart glass device directly over Wi-Fi. So there's no lag involved, you know, no extra thing there. You'll also be able to do a few things with smart glass that's going to be really fun. Matchmaking. So you're starting a game of Call of Duty. You can actually set up what you want to do next on smart glass instead of using your console to do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's going to be all these little things. It's just going to make the experience that much better. Like, I think there's a lot of... Besides all the, you know, bashing on, you know, the things that were said that weren't maybe the best of things to be said about the Xbox One, I'm looking forward to certain things like, oh, I don't know, being able to quit a game at any time and resume exactly the same point that I left off, like, instantly.
Yeah.
Well, nothing is instant, but you know what? Same. I'm really looking forward to that, especially when I move with my girlfriend, and I know it's going to happen. Honey... you get this? Can you get that? Can we watch this?
So,
oh, yeah.
Another thing to point out, this is actually relates to the smart glass. 8 controllers can be connected to the Xbox One.
I saw that and I thought it was cool, but then I'm like, why? But
well, the reason why is they're actually allowing up to 16 devices with smart glass to connect. So you're doing a game, say, let's say you're gonna do a poker game or an MMO. Or
I was gonna say, man, oh yeah, that's smart. Let's play poker on my damn Xbox One. That's why I spent $600 on this thing.
You don't have a deck of cards.
You know what? You know what? What game? Bomberman.
Monopoly.
Bomberman.
Yeah. Other feature that's gonna be built into smart glass is game help. So people that get stuck in the game and like, oh man, what do I do here? I don't know what to do. Click on the help and you'll be able to get assistance. Depending on how the game developer does it, I'm assuming, but things like, you know, it could be as simple as just how do you control the game to actual guides. I mean, you can imagine the ideas they can toss in there. You can, of course, you can be able to check your achievements, send and receive messages, and track what friends are doing all while you're away. And as well as, you know, view your DVR clips that are recorded on there.
Man, I'm never going to want to hit that help thing. The game's not even that hard anymore.
There are every once in a while you run into a game where it's like, you know what, I've been running around this thing for 10 hours. You know, where's that thing I'm looking for?
Fair enough.
I mean, think of Forza Horizon, you know, you want to get all those barns, right? You know, the cars that are found in the barns.
Hey.
Yeah. And you don't always know where to look.
Well, you know what, as long as the game is smart enough to know exactly what you, well,
yeah,
should. I can see that. I mean, I've had a few times, especially in some RPGs and even in some FPSs where I'm just like, where the hell do I go?
Yeah.
I've been running around the same thing. And you know, like, especially with, like, Call of Duty and those games, you have to hit, like, the right area to make the, like, a scene commence or something like that. And if you don't, you just keep running around like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Well, that might be... you know what? Good that it's there. And now I'm actually going to have a tablet or a computer close by.
I usually do, so... But your phone will do it.
That's true. My phone will do it. And because... just announced the Galaxy Note 3, which I will be getting, damn it.
Nice.
It's going to be a 5.7 inch screen this time, not 5.5.
Yee.
Full HD. 3 gigs of RAM. On a phone.
Yeah.
Just because we can. And I'm getting it.
Yeah. So you might remember a while back, Motorola sued Microsoft for using some of their patents and, you know, saying Microsoft wasn't paying them enough for it.
The way that I see almost these days, I'm starting to think that everybody sued everybody at some point.
Almost.
It's almost like a sitcom where, like, almost everyone has slept with everybody.
Eh. Anyways, the judges have come back saying, you know what, you want way too much for your patents. It's not fair. You know, you're offering it to everybody else for much lower cost, and you want this much from Microsoft. This isn't really logical. This isn't fair. We think you're charging Microsoft too much, so we're going to award Microsoft $14 million for the damages you caused.
Kind of love it. And they make it sound like it's nothing. It's just $14 million. Who gives a crap?
Well, I mean, you got to remember, Motorola is owned by Google right now, so that's not really a big sum of money for them. I mean,
well,
yeah,
that's true. I mean,
it makes a difference, I'm sure, in the bottom line, but it's not a huge, you know...
Yeah, it's true. Gotta, if it was me, that's true. I'd be like, well, this will make my investors and my stockholders happier, so...
Yeah.
Also, I want that $14 million.
Also, for those of us that like to play games on the go, you might want to know that Microsoft bought Nokia.
Yep, I know.
Or at least not bought Nokia, but bought their mobile division, as well as a huge load of their patents.
Yeah, you mean exactly the same thing Google did. Google bought Motorola Mobility.
Basically.
Yep.
Basically. I think it's a smart move for Microsoft. I mean, they have a great relationship with Nokia, with the Lumia line of Windows phones. And they're incredible phones, too. And this just opens up things for even more collaboration and gives them more to work with in terms of developing greater phones.
You know what, though? I was kind of looking forward to a potential Nokia Android phone. I really was. But that's not going to happen anymore. Damn. Whatever. I've always thought Nokia... has been a good quality phone ever since the 3390 way back in the
day. I mean, they make some incredible phones. That's just plain. Microsoft has also ramped up production on the Xbox One. It is in full production now. And they have announced that the processor is now going to run at 1.75 instead of 1.5.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's technically almost, that's about 10% increase, a little bit more than 10%.
Yeah.
Which...
And they already increased the GPU clock speed already to 853 megahertz, which is an incredible boost as well. So.
Well, I'm hoping that it is truly... It looks like they both look like incredibly powerful systems. There's no there's no doubt there. It's just at this point it really is going to be the extra features that one console can provide versus the other that's going to make
the games are going to kind of be the dominating factor.
Which, by the way, you know what I'm really looking forward to right now? Titanfall. Titanfall.
I'm going to want to get that one too. I'm not going to get it at launch, unfortunately, just because budgets. But
it's not coming out at launch.
That's right, it isn't. No.
Nope, it's not gonna matter until next year, probably.
Yeah.
Dude, Titanfall looks... Have you seen the videos?
Yeah.
Looks sick!
It does look really good.
Sick! So, I think that'll be the one that gets me back into shooters.
Yeah.
Mmm! So delicious. I'm happy about that, I really am.
Well, GameStop is, having some financial issues, so they...
Oh, wait, what now?
Yeah, I know, right? They actually recently closed 52 stores across the world. That's actually not too bad for a worldwide chain, so...
That's true.
But they actually opened 7 stores, closed 46 in the U.S., and then opened 6 and closed 6 internationally. So, I mean, it kind of breaks even in many ways, but they're still expecting to reduce their store base by about 2% more this year. So, I mean, they're struggling around. Just like most retailers, they got to find, what's working and what isn't, and work within that gap. Another GameStop news, it has been reported that managers at GameStop will actually receive both Xbox One and PS4 for free.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, man.
That is just like, how do I get to be a manager real quick?
Well, I was like thinking, then I'm like, wait a minute, that's a huge pay cut. Never mind. Not going to go there.
Yeah, right?
But still, that's... I would love to. This is the awesome time for all of you, like early mid 20 GameStop store managers.
Yeah,
where you're living life before you move on to something better.
They're not the only ones gonna get a system for free. The Xbox development team all gonna get special limited edition consoles.
Yeah, the white ones.
White ones.
Those bastards.
Oh, they look wonderfully beautiful.
I know. I saw them. I'm like, man, I want a white one.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd really want a white one because they would get so dusty, but...
That's true, but it just looks cool, doesn't it?
It looks cool, yeah. I mean, I see what happens to my white car. I'm like, do I really want
Why do you think I didn't get a white car?
Yeah, I didn't have much choice in color, so... Got a real good deal on it, so I didn't worry about color.
Got it. Well, I mean, it's been a bit of a slow week.
Yeah. So that's that in the news.
That's that in the news. I
actually, there's one other thing here. One of the designers for Halo designers at for 343 Studios has come out saying that the character design for the female character in Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain, is plain out disgusting. And I can kind of see where he's going with it. I mean, they kind of made her too.
Yeah, it's not exactly the most flattering of outfits, and of course it's like, oh yeah, because that's combat efficient.
Oh yeah.
Let's go with that.
She's got what, 2 pieces of armor? Not really.
2 pieces? Where do you see the second one? I don't think a bra is a piece of armor. What? No, wait, I'm sorry. It's the shoulder pads, right?
Yeah.
The shoulder pads?
Okay. Well, that's just something hanging off her shoulder.
Well, I was going to assume there's padding on there. But you know what it is?
Padding somewhere.
I mean, Hideo Kojima did say that he wanted it to... So it will spur more people to do cosplay. And for figurine sales, they want something to... He worded it wrong. He said he wanted a more erotic design. Horrible wording.
Yeah.
Horrible. Because then he went on to say, I should have said a sexy design, which is not awesome to say, but it's better than... Anything's going to be better than erotic, bro. Erotic is not the type of thing you want to say. Same. So, I don't know. Like, I don't think Kojima's gonna go back on his design. I mean, I'm still gonna play Metal Gear Solid 5. That's not gonna change. But you know what? I would hope that we're over this. Man, it's still a male-dominated thing. I think I understand that, but we don't need that. At least, you know. I think the guy Steven said, you know, I like breasts as much as the next guy, but this isn't necessary, you know? Try to keep it even.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody was, like, dressed like that, then you can't say squat. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully that's not a thing. Hopefully Kojima can, for future, you know, for future projects or whatnot, that he take really good care into what he says, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, make it even. That's all it is. If everybody's scantily clad, no one can say squat. Heck, no one could have said it. If he had said things or kept his mouth shut, technically no one could have said anything about her either.
Well, it's hard to say.
Well, it's hard to say, but it would have been harder. You know?
Yeah.
So, it is what it is, and hopefully that won't distract us from what hopefully will be a fantastic game. Another fantastic and convoluted Metal Gear Solid title.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. But, that's gonna be it. Extra Life is coming in, gosh, a little bit under 2 months.
Yeah.
We'll have more details for you guys on what we have planned as we get close to it, but we will be doing something. We will be having some giveaways. I mean, we always want to do this big.
Yeah. So we'll have something for you. We'll try to make it as big as possible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got to see what we can do, but we'll do what we can for you.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. So keep your ears peeled and keep your eyes peeled also for our Facebook page and our main page for updates on Extra Life and all other geekery as well. Make sure you keep checking back on that regularly. Tell your friends. Thank you for the love. Make sure you come back next week because we bring you the future. 8 bits at a time. See what I did there?